our First Lady, Melania Trump. Just a home run. Let's go to Shigitu in Minneapolis. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir, for having me. I greatly appreciate it. I'm also a first-generation American who, as we witnessed last night, so beautifully, American story has been told. Many of us who came from a socialist country, we have to take the test to pass American citizen. And when you study the American history, you truly understand how blessed we are in this nation. And I have raised children, and I'm a grandmother right now. I came to this country as a refugee with a 3 suitcase. And today I have owned businesses. I have owned homes. This is American story. What you have witnessed last night was a true American story. And there is no better place in this earth. I am not telling you just someone who came from Africa. I have an opportunity. Thank God I have lived in America, able to travel around the world. I'm a speaker, a public speaker, who traveled around the world. And I'm telling you, there is no place in this earth as beautiful, as welcoming, as have been set up for all. You could be a male, you could be a female, you could be a black, you could be gray, whatever you are. God has given us this land to be only as we are. And the socialist Democrats, I'm telling you, I came from a socialist country. Mm-hmm. They are in a mission to destroy our way of life. If we don't get up and speak the truth and give opportunity like we heard last night, a true story, not the politician, a true life story of the average American, this left socialist, they are in a mission to destroy our way of life. I heard you say you know Eric Trump. I'm someone who came from a refugee camp, who gave a birth in a refugee camp. He went back to the refugee camp and helped many unaccompanied minors.
Don't forget, you can send a message to Rush. Go to rushlimbaugh.com. You'll see special notes to Rush. He reads them all the time. Check it out. Good stuff on the website as well. What a stark difference between the woman who identified herself as a grandmother now, but she came here from a refugee camp. She's an American citizen. She had me in tears as well as she was talking about the greatness of America. It does seem sometimes that people from afar come here and they recognize sometimes what we overlook –